Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Howler, never leader, not a follower. Break these boys off, I'm a 20-inch crawler. Bust a left or right, I'm out of sight, I'm throw. I'm bouncing off the road, I'm in the mode, I'm in the boat, I'm chaining to him. Hop by my big body form.
Celtics will look to take it to a 3-1 advantage on the Miami Heat tonight, Wiggy. I feel like the wind came out of the sails a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to shoot over 50% when it comes to three-pointers, then the Miami Heat might be right. They might be cooked. And when they might be bageled like Courtney Cox, like a Courtney Cox bagel in the toaster oven.
Isn't this a frustrating team to watch, though?
Who?
The Celtics. Where they have it within them to beat this Heat team easily every night. And the game two, after the easy win in game one, it's like, oh, we don't need to exert ourselves here. It's like, it's the playoffs. You're the most talented team in the NBA. Don't prolong a meaningless series in terms of the opponent knowing you're going to win. Get the rest, win the series, and then rest after. Don't just have a lazy approach in game two.
Well, hopefully game two was the slap that they need in the face, and it seemed like that in game three where they came out, they played defense.
Well, Jaylen Brown is right. They were playing defense. Right. And it's like it's almost like Marcus Smart came back like he did last season and told Joe Mazzulla, you need to play a little defense in addition to tossing the threes up. So
right. Porzingis had it, you know, Porzingis did what Porzingis would did. But, yeah, you're right, Curtis. I think it's about really, you know, a series like this, you should win the next two games, get your rest, and be prepared for the next round.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Courtney has flexed on Monday. She'll be back tomorrow. Jackson will do the news in her stead coming up at 7:45. At 8, I have Bruins tickets to give to you. At 9, we will be joined by Gerard Mayo, and we'll talk draft with the head coach of the New England Patriots on this show. This is John from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, for a long-time listener, first-time caller,
Thank you.
I just want to say, and you guys pretty much make my morning every day. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So back in October, I had the fortune of being able to go on a moose hunt, and I shot a moose. And it's fantastic. And I have been listening to this show forever. And I'd like to, you know, maybe just challenge up little moose soup lady here. And when you come to the road show here in Maine, I would love to bring you all a sample of moose soup, if you're willing.
How do you feel, Curtis, about eating? How would you feel about eating moose soup at the Brunswick on the morning of the broadcast?
I am terrified. That is not. I'd
give it a shot.
You would?
Yeah, it's moose soup.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Okay. I mean, as long as you put some you put the veggies in there, you cut up carrots.
I was going to go in another direction and say I need bread and cheese.
Right.
Like any kind of soup is fine with me as long as I got bread to dip in it and some cheese on top.
See, I think that's the key about moose soup. How do you make it? Do you put is it more like a potatoes and carrots and... You know, like a veggies, or do you make it with a cheese spread?
Well, I mean, would you prefer moose bisque over moose soup?
Yes. Listen, and cream makes everything better.
Yeah, I'll try moose.
But Sean, we got to make sure we get the Brunswick Board of Health guy on board because we don't want a repeat of the Brockton.
Oh, yeah.
Very good call.
I'll give it a shot.
When we do our great barbecue cook-off this summer, Sean, are you going to have your brother? We give your brother another chance since that Board of Health dink in Brockton screwed with his barbecue?
Absolutely. I mean, the Board of Health guy came over, but yet all of the food is gone. Poof, disappeared. So he's a much better cook than I, so good job by him.
All right, Roadshow at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach is on Friday, May 31st. That is the day before the 5th or 6th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Now, before we get to the news, because Courtney and I and others appear to be obsessed, we are going to check in with our official trial correspondent for Commonwealth versus Reed on this show, Ted Daniel from Fox 25. Trial finally begins today. Ted, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you wearing pink like you were the other day? I saw you being dragged for wearing pink as a journalist.
Oh, I got absolutely roasted. although I should have. I didn't anticipate that anyone would care or notice what I was wearing or that I was trying to send a message. I wore that shirt because it was clean and it was pressed and it was the one I picked out on Saturday. But apparently that is the color for Karen Reed's supporters. And so some people, there are a lot of people who just are trying to sow division on either side of this case.
Yeah.
And people went wild with it. I typically don't try to acknowledge the trolls, but yeah, they definitely had a fun one with that one.
Have you been a part in your long journalism career of a trial that has as much interest on both sides and as much back and forth as this one does?
No, and I think that's one. I mean, there's a number of reasons why people are so interested in this case, but I think one of the main reasons is people really don't know. I think 95% of the cases that we cover, you know, it's pretty clear what happened. And in this case, there are so many strange things that occurred, and there's been so much back and forth that it's hard to really put a finger on what really happened that night. And I think that's what makes it so intriguing.
Karen Reed is accused of backing over and killing her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was a Boston police officer outside of a home in Canton during a blizzard. That is what the prosecution will suggest today during their opening statement. And the defense believes that there is a massive cover-up involving the state police, the Canton Police Department, and that others are responsible for the death of John O'Keefe, and that the defense will not be allowed to bring that up in their opening statement today, I believe. Is that the way that works? They can't bring up that third-party defense until it comes up elsewhere in testimony. Is that right?
No, they are not allowed to essentially reveal what is their entire strategy, which is this theory that Karen Reed was framed and that, you know, people in the house that John O'Keefe was found in front of, according to the defense, are the ones responsible for his death. So the way the judge will allow it is she says she's going to allow it through testimony so they can ask certain questions, or if there's evidence that leads down that path, it can come in that way. But you know, that it's the difference between like all the stuff that's in the atmosphere right now. And then when you have a trial, I think a lot of people who might be watching this stream are going to say, wait, why are we hearing all this stuff? Well, there are some rules about what can be entered and what the what can be said in front of the jury. And that's a huge thing. The defense also can't bring up the FBI investigation. The fact that the feds, you know, got a tip that this thing looked a little weird and investigated as well. So I think those are two pretty strong things that are going to have to sort of be woven in the defense strategy.
And just so people understand, the feds, when they came in and investigated this on their own, they then delivered over 3,000 pieces of information on their investigation to both the prosecution.
Yeah, and
so it's not it wasn't a small investigation on their part with no results.
No, it wasn't. Essentially, they interviewed or had all the same people who testified in the state grand jury that indicted Reed. They brought all those same people into a federal grand jury. And we now know that they hired their own sort of accident reconstructionist, you know, who looked at John O'Keefe's injuries. They were looking at phone data. They did a lot of analysis of calls that were made and texts that were sent. So you have 3,000 pages from the feds from what they found. And we don't, you know, I was hoping that we'd get clarity from this federal investigation, that it would be like, okay, they're finally going to come in and tell us what really happened. But I think it's just added more to the mystery because we don't get to see what's in those 3,000 pages. We only get to hear how both sides interpret that data.
Ted, how did they come up with a impartial, unbiased, unsullied jury pool, given the way in which the dynamics of how parochial we all are and the way in which we all have opinions on this prior to the case?
Yeah, I sat through the 5 days of jury selection, and one of the questions, you know, you'd have like groups of about 90 people each day, different groups, and they'd ask every group, how many people have seen or heard or spoken about this case? And usually 60 to 70 hands would raise. So I think what they did is they didn't necessarily exclude people who may have, you know, heard or spoken about the case. I think it was more along the lines of, hey, whatever you've heard, can you put that out of your mind, focus only on the evidence that comes out in trial and be impartial? So, I mean, when you think about it, I think it took them 4 days to pick the Trump jury. This took 5 days. Just give you an idea of the amount of time that they spent on it.
Her defense in court has mentioned three individuals that they believe are responsible. Is it your expectation that any or all of them will be in court today for opening statements?
I don't think any of the three people who've been named as the third party culprit will be there. In fact, I haven't seen any of those players. Maybe I saw one at the beginning of things, but those players haven't been a part of the people coming into court. And the witnesses are sequestered in this case. So if you're going to be testifying, you're not supposed to be in the courtroom.
Ted, one of the things that, and I don't know a lot about this case just from talking to Greg, but one of the things that it seems like that she's being set up. So how does a prosecutor prosecute her without maybe being part of that setup, knowing that the evidence isn't really showing it's where she's the one that had anything to do with it?
Well, they do have, the prosecution has what they say is strong evidence. They're saying that, you know, they have, that her and John O'Keefe were fighting in the weeks and months prior to this, that she was becoming romantically involved with someone else, that she left him voicemails that night on his cell phone saying, hey, I hate you. They say that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That they found John's DNA on her damaged taillight, tiny fragments of taillight in her clothing, and that she told the people who were the first responders on the scene, hey, did I hit this guy? Did I hit him? So those are that's all going to be introduced to the jury. And you also have the medical examiner who said that there was no sign of John O'Keefe being involved in any type of physical altercation or fight. And that is the crux of the defense argument, that he was lured into this house and beaten up.
But in Massachusetts, you cannot release an autopsy report. Is that correct? Other states you can. So that autopsy report will not be seen by the public.
My understanding is that the jury will be able to understand the cause of death, which the ME wrote down as blunt trauma and hypothermia.
Hypothermia, yeah.
Yes, but I think there was an issue about manner of death, and on the death certificate says could not be determined.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So you have a case in which the medical examiner said we cannot determine the cause of death. And you have the prosecution, which will try to at 9 o'clock this morning will start to make their case that she did it. And you have the defense that says we are all watching a giant cover up going on. And this woman, this Bentley University professor, who also worked, I believe, for Fidelity, is being framed for the murder of John O'Keefe. It's going to be so interesting. Wow. Ted, thank you. Today, so at 9, can we stream it? How do we watch?
Yeah, it's actually going to be, she pushed it back an hour, so it's at 10 this morning. Okay. We'll be streaming it on boston25.com. And just so people know when they're watching the stream, that if you see end abruptly or start rapidly, that's all based on the rules that the court has set about when the camera can be rolling and when it has to be off.
Will you be in the courtroom today?
That is the plan. That is the plan. I have a placeholder there now for me, thank God, because people started lining up around 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, they did, really?
Holy hell.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And this is the
because they moved the courtroom. It used to be 25 media members could be in there. They moved to a smaller courtroom and is now 10.
And this is, I don't know if it's irony or coincidence, but this is the same courtroom where the infamous Sacco Vanzetti trial took place here in Massachusetts, correct?
Actually, they have moved it to a smaller courtroom right next door.
Okay.
So it's there's only enough room for both families and 10 members of the media, and they said the media was standing room only. I think they might have put chairs in for reporters, but it's going to be tight.
All right. Well, we will look forward to checking in again with you as our official trial correspondent, Ted Daniel from Fox 25. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate the judge moving that to 10 so that I could finish the show, because I would be streaming it mid-program right when Gerard Mayo is on the show at 9.
I was going to ask if there's a chat for the stream.
I would imagine there
would be like Twitch chat.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
What a blunder by the defense team.
Object.
Everybody becomes a lawyer, right?
Of everybody's an expert.
Everybody's a lawyer, an investigator, a detective.
You have avoided much interest in this. It's just not of interest to you, but there are people who are obsessed.
Right.
What are you doing today? Oh, I'm getting to the courthouse at 3 a.m. to wait in line.
Well, can you imagine?
It's streamed. What do you need to be in there for?
I see, like, the you said you're obsessed with this thing, right?
I just love true crime.
Right.
Like, that.
I get it. I'm just like, what's kind of more interesting to me is, like, when the feds get involved. And usually when they get involved and they do an investigation, they usually come away with something.
Well, they sent 3,000 documents to him. So their investigation appears to be ongoing. And so that's another intriguing part of this is mm-hmm. what if they're waiting to see what happens in the trial and then they're going to come up and come after people.
Wouldn't the prosecutor be part of that?
It depends on how deep. If there's a conspiracy, it depends on how deep that goes. I just think the two suggestions about what happened mm-hmm. are so wildly different from each other that when it is determined, it's either she did it or she was completely set up and they ended up doing something to him in the home.
It seems based on what Ted was just saying is that the medical examiner doesn't really know cause of death.
Correct. Well, just that it was blunt trauma to the head.
Right.
And hypothermia.
Or how that blunt trauma was caused.
They don't know how that was caused.
So,
you don't know.
Blunt trauma, also known as Wiggy Saturday Night.
All right. Courtney's out. Up next, Jackson will give a shot at the news. I think for the first time ever.
This is a bigger story than Karen Reed,
opinion. All right, we will get to that. And just a heads up, I have Bruins tickets giveaway for Game 5, and I will give those to you coming up at 8.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.